And we'll close today with a visit to the offices of a California-based company whose founder has a new book about how he did it differently.
Good afternoon, Patagonia.
That's not the boss. It's Chipper Bro, a self-proclaimed brand ambassador for Patagonia, known for its high-quality outdoor clothing and for its sense of corporate ethics. That's the subject of company founder Yvonne Chouinard's new book, Let My People Go Surfing, The Education of a Reluctant Businessman. Patagonia is only 4 or 5 blocks from the beach, and when the surf is up, many of them do go. My tour guide and Patagonia's brand ambassador, Chipper.
B-R-O. Chipper Bro. Okay. I'm the 13-time World Frisbee Freestyle Champion. When I was married and started having babies, I needed to get a job. So where else can you go with the Frisbee background and work for a corporation?
Chipper is a sandy-haired, sun-soaked, middle-aged guy who's been answering the phones between surf breaks at Patagonia for 14 years, as the company's earlier pro-environmental philosophy has evolved into a real commitment to organic fabrics and non-toxic dyes.
It's absolutely amazing to work for a company where the purpose is to inspire and implement solutions to the environmental crisis. One of the best ways to start there is with our fabrics.
Chipper steers us past the company cafeteria. The aromas from the mostly vegetarian kitchen have my producer salivating. And into the fabric development room. Swatches of cloth cover the workspaces in gonzo green, alpaca brown, antique pinks. The goal here, develop material that's useful, durable, attractive, and makes the least impact on the environment. Next door is a lab that's not much bigger than a home office where machines test for water resistance and button strength and pilling. Well, lots of clothing companies would have labs, but right out the back door of this one,
we have our outdoor volleyball court, and we have all kinds of different departments that come out here at all times of the day. I got in, I think, 85 games in last year. About 3 Frisbee throws away to the west here is Surfer's Point, so we get to go surfing as well, and we'll get to see where we stash the surfboards as well.
Volleyball and surfing. Patagonia is privately held, but it reports $260 million in annual sales. It is a thriving business, with online and catalog sales and dozens of its own retail outlets in this country and abroad, not to mention other retail sales through many outdoor stores. Still, it actually is company policy that employees can take breaks if the local surf is good, or if there's fresh snow in the mountains hours away. And Patagonia employees are encouraged to travel to find inspiration for next season's clothing line.
Welcome to the design studio.
We're working on Spring 7.
Lynn Siodmak, senior textile designer at Patagonia. In this workspace, all the designers have pin boards with things on them. Pen and ink drawings, magazine clippings, watercolors from a trip to Morocco. There's an old doorway, the color a particular faded green, and I see its tones in the leaf of a flower that's sketched for a fabric design someone's working on.
And then, like, this is a trip I took to Japan, and thinking about, this says, lives with a natural tool. So all these little pages show people that make things with their hands. And that's what we think of ourselves as, craftspeople.
And that thinking starts with Patagonia's founder, Yvonne Chouinard, the mountain climber turned toolmaker turned reluctant businessman. Tomorrow we'll meet Yvonne, and I'll ask how on earth it's possible to make money and let your people go surfing.